Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Lisa Robinson joins us right now, Senior Program Manager with the National Safety Council. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well, thank you, and I hope you're doing well as well. New York, they're talking about, this is kind of weird, police would issue a ticket between $25 to $50 for a first offense of getting caught texting while walking unless you can prove it was an emergency. Now, that second part bothers me because under the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, it would seem as though they would have to prove that it wasn't. What does the National Safety Council think of all of this?
Well, we know that bans, and we know that legislation, and we know that laws such as that is beneficial, but so is education. You know, we've seen a significant rise in pedestrian fatalities, and so we have to do something about it. Enforcement is one component. Education is another component. So how do we get people to stay off their phones to decrease, you know, our deaths? Because alone in 2017, guess how many deaths we had in 2017, pedestrian fatalities. Any guess?
Say that part again, Lisa.
Tell me how many pedestrian fatalities. Do you have a guess on how many fatalities we had in 2017? Any idea, Tommy?
In the country?
In the United States, how many deaths did we have for pedestrian fatalities? Any idea?
Not necessarily. Wait, hang on. I want to answer it correctly. Not necessarily as a result of texting, but just distracted pedestrians, or I will guess.
Pedestrian fatalities have been on the rise. And when I say on the rise, we're talking significant. So we know that last year there was 5,900, a little over 5,900 fatalities for pedestrians. And so we've seen the number rise in conjunction when we're seeing our cell phone use rise. So there's not a lot of studies since 2011, but there's got to be a correlation between the two.
So at what point do you, and I'm not trying to sound harsh about this, Lisa, but at what point do people have to look out for themselves? And I mean, can you insulate and protect everybody from everything? Or because I could look at this two ways. I could look at it as you need to educate drivers not to text, or walkers, pedestrians not to text and walk, or maybe you have to educate drivers to look out for people that are distracted, or is it a combination of both?
You know what? It's a combination of both. But I think what I heard you say that I think I love that you said that I haven't heard many other people say is personal responsibility. I think that's a key component. You know, people always talk about legislation, which I think is a component. Don't get me wrong. But I always ask people, when you're driving down the highway and you are going the speed limit, are you the slowest person on the road? And most people say, yeah, they find people are passing them. We have a law that tells us that 65 is the right speed and the safe speed for this route, correct? But what we see is other people are not following that. So we know that we can put laws in place. People don't tend to always follow those. So that's not the only answer. So you're absolutely 100% right when we start talking about personal responsibility is a big component of it. Education is another component. And you're right, teaching the driver to watch out. But the problem we're also seeing is we have drivers that are distracted and we've got walkers that are distracted. And also, Tommy, when we talk about personal responsibility, it's not simply the cell phone and everything that they're doing on that cell phone. It's any type of distraction that takes you away from your primary task.
What would some of the others be as it relates to, say, pedestrians? Distractions, I'm specifically referring to.
When you're talking about different distractions, well, you use your cell phone for a multitude of reasons. But, you know, we know that multitasking is a myth. You can't do these two things at once. So somebody can be looking off to the side. Somebody can be window shopping, if you will. You know, their mind is wandering on other tasks, so they're not seeing what's around them. Because when their mind is thinking about other things, they're not focused on their primary task, which is walking. And so that's part of the problem. So it can be a variety of things, not just your cell phone. Because people use the cell phone to play games, email, watch movies anymore. There's so many different things that people are using their devices for that takes them away from their primary task, which is walking.
We're going to pick it up in a minute. I presume with the National Safety Council, you can also address texting while driving?
Absolutely, you can.
We're going to talk about that because I don't know what happened to the bill in the legislature. There have been so many, and we have followed so many about making it illegal to even hold a cell phone while it's in your hand, and the police could pull you over for that. We'll talk more when we come back. Lisa Robinson's our guest, senior program manager with the National Safety Council, New York, wants to make it an offense where you'd be ticketed $25 to $50 if they catch you talking on a cell phone while you are walking, and it is incumbent upon you to prove that it was an emergency. So you're kind of guilty until proven innocent. 820 traffic now, WWL. 824 Tommy Tucker, WWL. If you go to WWL.com, you'll see a story, NOPD investigating homicide on Willow Street Uptown. And you'll also find our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, which is asking you, would you support paying more taxes to fix our roads and bridges? And actually, it's a lot closer than I thought. About two-thirds of you are saying no, but a third of you are saying yes, which really surprises me. We're talking to Lisa Robinson, senior program manager with the National Safety Council, about a New York law that they're considering at the Capitol in Albany with their legislative session that would allow police to issue you a ticket between $25 and $50 for a first offense if they catch you texting while walking, unless you can prove it was an emergency. So, Lisa, I guess they're saying that talking on the phone is less distracting than walking because you can look up while you're talking and not necessarily while you're texting. Is it the phone or is it the action that you're involved in as you use a phone?
It's the action that you're involved in while you're using the phone. What we know is your brain cannot do both functions at the same time. The part of your brain that you use to walk or drive is the same part of your brain that you use to have that conversation, that phone conversation. So you can't do them both at the same time. So that's where the distraction comes in. One thing I do want to mention, because you mentioned, you know, New York City, They have been very, very ahead of the game in their city to reduce distractions and their rates of pedestrian fatalities. They've done an excellent job. They're a Vision Zero city, and they're a part of the NSC coalition for Road to Zero, and they have done a great job at addressing pedestrian fatalities in their community, and they're very focused on that.
But to be fair, and I swear to God this is true, Lisa, and I realize it's the anomaly, one time in New York I saw a cab driver actually drive on the sidewalk to get past traffic. That's not a good thing, and I don't think it happens all that often, but it is amazing some of the things you'll see in New York City. Let's talk about texting and driving and reaction time. You talked about 65 miles an hour. Let me take a step back, if I may. Is that the optimum speed limit when it comes to safety, or the maximum speed limit that you at which you can safely drive?
You know what? Each road is going to be different, Tommy. I don't know if you're aware, but engineers are the ones who are determining the speed on that roadway. Mm-hmm. So they take multiple things into account when they determine what the safest speed is. We also know that the slower speed you go, it reduces, you know, the risk of a crash and the severity of the crash because of the speed. So those are two things to keep in mind. But an engineer has determined what is the safest speed to go on that road. And so we have to keep that in mind and understand that we need to follow the laws, and the reason there's a reason behind it.
All right. So again, the anomaly of the cab driver driving on the sidewalk in Manhattan. But the thing that is not so much of an anomaly is when you're driving down the interstate and maybe you're going a little bit more than 65. Maybe the engineer said you can go 75, and then somebody passes you in the left lane. And I think we've all seen it repeatedly. And they've got the phone up and they're texting. They're going about 90 miles an hour. And it amazes me that we don't have hundreds of people killed each day in the country. So as it relates to driving, are there stats that indicate, I don't know if it's at certain speeds or on certain highways, that texting while driving is killing people, and not just people, but a lot more?
Well, we do know that. We know that at least 25% of our fatalities are attributed to distracted driving. We know that about 25%, and we know that that number is low. And the reason for that is not all crash reports are collecting that data. And not only that, what we do know is not everybody gets out of the vehicle and says, "Officer, I was on my phone." So unless I can be able to attribute, you know, specifically that driver was distracted, sometimes it's hard to collect that data. But we do know that at least 25% of our fatalities are related to distracted driving. So it is a significant component.
Before we let you go, somebody texted in and said, "Well, what about other distractions? I had this guy in Connecticut that proved he was eating a hash brown while driving, not on his cell phone. I don't know that that was a lot better." is it only about cell phones, or has distracted driving gotten worse with people thinking they can multitask? And just now you saying that they think they can, but they really can't.
Correct. I absolutely love that question that came in because they're 100% accurate. Distracted driving is anything that takes your eyes off the road, your hands off the wheel, and your focus from your primary task, which is driving. I had a gentleman share, he sent me this pictures of a horrible crash from, he called it his iced tea crash. He went to pick up a glass of iced tea, the glass started to cave in, so he takes his left hand off the wheel to go pick up this glass of iced tea, right, because it's caving in, he doesn't want it to spill. So now both hands are off the wheel, he's turned his head, hits traffic at 70 miles an hour. So that's not a cell phone, but that's a glass of iced tea. So your listener is absolutely 100% right. Even when you talk a hash brown, you reach down because a French fry drops by your feet, and you don't want it to be there. So it's anything that takes your mind away from your primary focus, which is driving.
Lisa, I appreciate your time. I really do. If somebody wants to find out more about the National Safety Council, what do they do?
They can go to www.nsc.org.
You have a good day. Lisa Robinson, Senior Program Manager with the National Safety Council. I'm getting a lot of texts. One of them says, say hi to Big Brother for me. 8:30 more when we come back. Now it's time for WWL First News, and for that we go to David Blake.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.